For many of us, there's only one more payday before Christmas. And before you know it, there'll be more pressure on the household budget with summer power bills and back-to-school expenses. The federal government's also under pressure. Its mid-year budget update revealing sluggish wages growth, a big drop in consumer spending, reduced growth in business investment, not to mention the coalition's precious projected budget surplus being slashed. The Treasurer is Josh Frydenberg, and he joins me from Parliament House. Treasurer, good morning.
Nice to be with you, Kim.
How many people do you know who've had a pay rise and can actually feel the difference that it's made to their hip pocket?
Well, real wages is actually going up at 0.6%. That's higher than 0.5% when we came to government. Obviously, we want to see wages go up more. That's why we're driving productivity changes across the economy, boosting infrastructure spending and increasing the tax cuts.
But you rattle off those numbers, 0.6, 0.5. But is there a bit of a political disconnect there? Because many people feel they don't feel like the economy is actually working for them.
Well, we've seen a very strong labour market. When we came to government, unemployment was 5.7%, Kim. Now it's down to 5.3%. More than 1.4 million new jobs have been created, the majority of which have been full-time. But what these numbers in the mid-year economic update show is that the Australian economy has been remarkably resilient. While other major economies like the United Kingdom, Germany, South Korea and Singapore went backwards for a quarter this year, the Australian economy has continued to grow, and we're bringing the budget back under control and bringing it back to surplus for the first time in 12 years.
Yet on your watch, wages growth has been slowing, economic growth is slower, unemployment is projected to rise.
Well, real minimum wages have gone up every year under us, whereas they went down 3 out of the 6 years that the Labor Party were in government. And what we've seen is, again, a strong labour market. The Australian economy is in its 29th consecutive year of economic growth. And you don't want to underestimate the importance of the country now living within its means. The fact that we are able to deliver a surplus is very important because our interest bill on our debt was $19 billion last year, and that will reduce to $14.5 billion over the forward estimates, which frees up more money to be spent on schools, hospitals, infrastructure and other essential services that Australians need and rely upon.
You talk about the surplus. The expected budget surplus is shrinking before your eyes. It's down from $7 to $5 billion this financial year. It's halved over the forward estimates. How much of a surplus does the Coalition want to hang on to?
Well, there are $23.5 billion worth of surpluses over the forward estimates. And delivering a surplus is hard. That's why no one has done it for the past 12 years. And we're committed to doing it because it means that the country is living within its means. One of the reasons why we were able to get through the GFC was because Howard and Costello paid off Labor's debt and had the fiscal flexibility to spend through that cycle. So we need to create the buffers, we need to create the flexibility so that Australia can respond to future economic shocks when and whenever they occur.
I'm trying to get a sense of how much of a buffer do you want to keep? How much of that surplus are you prepared to let go if needs be to stimulate the economy?
Well, one of the key points about the numbers yesterday is that we announced $8.3 billion of additional funding over the forward estimates since the budget. And that money is going into accelerated infrastructure projects, major projects around the country. That money is going to additional drought response, as well as our response to the interim report into the Aged Care Royal Commission. So there's more money going into the economy, and we're targeting it to the areas where it's needed most.
But my question was, how low are you prepared to let that surplus go?
Well, we obviously respond to events as they occur. Now, in relation to the drought, that's been devastating for those communities. So since the election, we've announced $1.3 billion of additional support for those communities in a range of initiatives. We'll continue to provide that necessary support. But when it comes to the surpluses, they've been laid out clearly yesterday, and they've been based on pretty conservative and prudent commodity price assumptions. The iron ore price is in the budget at $55 a tonne. We've kept it there, even though it's now trading at $85 a tonne.
Why should voters, though, care about how much the surplus is if they're worried about their wages growth or if they're not getting enough hours at work, for example?
Well, just like your listeners pay down their mortgage over time, so too governments pay down their debt over time. And it's been, as I said, 12 years since we've last had a surplus. And that interest bill is dead money. It means it goes to bondholders, whether they're overseas or here in Australia, and it's money foregone, money that could otherwise be spent on important domestic initiatives and important essential services. So the reason why we pay down the debt is to have the discipline to live within our means, but to ensure that future generations don't have to pick up the tab for the last.
Well, are you contemplating bringing forward already legislated tax cuts?
Well, we've legislated those tax cuts again.
But to bring them forward?
Well, our policy is to implement what is already legislated. That's our firm commitment. There was $158 billion worth of tax cuts that we passed through the Parliament after the election. That will see the abolition of a whole tax bracket, the 37 cents in the dollar tax bracket. And we'll have a much flatter, simpler, stronger tax system where people who earn between $45,000 and $200,000 a year pay a marginal rate of no more than 30 cents in the dollar. So our priority is to implement the tax cuts that are already legislated.
Treasurer, thank you very much for joining AM this morning.
Nice to be with you.
And that is the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg.